If you have your Bibles, if you will, turn to Psalms chapter 16. Psalms chapter 16. And we'll talk about a few things expressed from this psalm to help us to realize that where true security is found. And I know in our day and time, we put locks on our doors and we use them to secure ourselves in our homes. We put alarms on our cars to provide security for our cars and so forth, gates, and they do provide security. But that security is not the security that we need when it comes to our lives and our souls. It is the security that only God can provide. And Psalms chapter 16 helps us to see how we can be secure both in life and death. And he points out several things from the psalm itself, like verses 1 and 2. When he's talking about true security, he encourages us by looking at his example, because what he did, he says, "Protect me, God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have nothing good besides you." In other words, true security is when you and I take refuge in God. That's where true security is found. And that security is reference to our souls. And then, as you look at verse 3, and that is this fellowship that we are to have with one another, as we serve the Lord and as we take refuge in the Lord, and there are those who have done the same, and we have this fellowship together, this encouragement of one another, because when he points that out there in verse 3, he says, "As for the saints who are on the earth, they are majestic ones. All my delight is in them." In other words, I want to be with those who think like I do and who are encouraging me to continue this refuge that I put in God, and as they do the same, I encourage them as well. And then he goes on and he points out in verse 4 how you have security in God is you separate yourself from wickedness. Don't engage in it. As he points out the drink offerings of blood, he says, "Nor will I take their names upon my lips." I don't engage in that. I won't indulge in such things. And so he separates himself from ungodliness. And then what he does is his mind is set on praising God. And in praising God, verses 5 through 7, that's exactly what he does. He says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The measuring lines have fallen from for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my inheritance is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has advised me." Notice the advice. He looks to God's advice, God's direction, and indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. And so as he imbibes the advice, the counsel of God, his mind is set and directs him in the way of the counsel that he has received from the Lord. And I don't know about you, a lot of times when we read and we study God's word, I know lately it has been about maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, these thoughts rise up, and I'm thinking about God's word and thoughts about the scriptures and how they harmonize and what they teach. And then I have to lean over and I have to put the light on so I can write it or at least record those thoughts, because it's showing me and helping me as I try to put things together to understand the will of the Lord. And this is what the psalmist is saying. He's praising God for that advice, and therefore his mind will instruct him, it says, as he says, in the night. And then in verse 8, he says, "I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, and I will not be shaken." I want you to notice that. True security is when we take refuge in God, we have fellowship with him and his people, and we separate ourselves from ungodliness, that we give the praise and honor to God, and then we set the Lord before us, letting him lead, letting him guide us, submitting ourselves to his counsel. And as we do that, we will not be shaken. because the counsel of God stands firm and sure. And that's where we could put our trust. And so it is security for us in life. But I want you to notice the next part as we look at verse 9 and 10. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay. Where have we read that? We've read that in reference to the death and resurrection of Christ. And so notice, will not be shaken, but yet rejoices in what God provides, this hope, where we will not rot or decay. The indication, live forever, and you will make known to me the way of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forever. What he is doing is he is in rejoicing in this great hope of not staying in the grave. Looking forward to the life. And he rejoices in that. Those words, those comforting words, are expressed to us in the New Testament. And this is what Paul was telling the brethren at Colossae in chapter 1, encouraging them to put their hope and trust in God. Because he is the only one that can provide us the security that we all seek in life and also in death. For he goes on and he points out, he says, now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am supplementing what is lacking in Christ's affliction in behalf of his body, which is the church. I was made a minister of the church according to the commission from God granted to me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles is, the mystery that Christ in you, notice, the hope of glory. Encapsulated in that statement is God's wisdom expressed in the gospel of Christ and in the death of Christ and in his resurrection. We have this hope of glory. That's where true security is found. It is found in what God has done on our behalf and providing this through Christ Jesus. And so Paul says in verse 28, we proclaim him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ, complete, whole, secure in Christ Jesus. And he says, for this purpose I also labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. When we look at the gospel and what Christ has done, that he died and was raised from the dead, we have a picture of what security looks like when it comes to life and death. That is our fate when we make God our refuge. When we submit to his gospel, just as Christ died for us and was raised from the dead, his soul did not see corruption, nor will ours, because of the resurrection. That's where our hope is in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. That's where we take refuge. And the only way to get in this realm of security is by submitting to the invitation that God has given to everyone. Putting our faith in Christ Jesus repenting of our sins, confessing him as Lord, and being buried with him in baptism, where our sins are washed away. And as we are raised up out of the water, walking in newness of life, what we have done is we have said, Lord, you are my refuge. Your instructions of how I am to live is where true security is found. And I can rejoice in the hope to live with you throughout eternity. That is what the psalmist in chapter 16 was pointing us to and reminding us as we looked at those passages and as they connect to Christ to help us to put our hope and trust in him, for that, for therein we will find true security for life and in death. So tonight, if you want to have your soul secure, we encourage you to put Christ on before it's everlasting too late. All things are ready. We're here to help. We're here to assist. Our aim is to promote Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. And so, my friend, if you want to be secure, we will assist you. Just come and make it known as we stand and sing the song that's indicated.